Prime Minister Andrew Holness recently announced plans to upgrade the country's road network along the southeastern, southwestern, and northwestern corridors. We hear more about these plans and their intended impacts on today's edition of Going for Growth. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Increased access to old and new markets, opportunities for business expansion, increased access to educational and economic opportunities for citizens, increased access to social welfare opportunities. Those are just a few of the benefits associated with improving a country or region's road network. In recognition of this, Prime Minister Andrew Holness recently announced that the road network between Harbourview in eastern St. Andrew and Port Antonio, Portland, is to be significantly upgraded.
It has always been our consideration because as a government, we made a commitment to the economic improvement, especially to the parish of St. Thomas, which has been neglected over the years. And we see this road as opening up the economic opportunities there.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness. The construction project will be done in four segments, including the construction of a four-lane highway from Harbourview to Bull Bay, the upgrade of the roadway between Bull Bay and Morant Bay, and improvement of the road from Morant Bay to Port Antonio, and from Morant Bay to Cedar Valley. A noteworthy feature of this development is that it will not be a toll road.
We believe this is a far more cost-effective plan, as it will reduce the need for massive land acquisition. It would also reduce the negative impact on communities and the environment. So we believe that this plan is a better plan. It gives access, it gives a better road, reduces cost, and still achieves the objective that we wanted to.
The overall cost of the project is estimated at $384 million. Of that amount, the government will contribute $57 million, while the remainder will be provided by the China Exim Bank in the form of a loan. The Prime Minister notes that negotiations between the relevant government agencies and the China Exim Bank are being finalized, with construction set to begin as soon as these are concluded. The Prime Minister also announced plans for the long-awaited extension of the southern leg of Highway 2000. The highway, he says, is to be extended from Maypin in Clarendon to Manchester, opening up even more of the island's south coast to a more reliable road network. Currently, Highway 2000 runs from the Mandela Highway in St. Catherine to Maypin in Clarendon. Mr. Holness says the decision to extend the highway is strategic. The move is being executed as part of plans to help finance the construction of the Harbourview to Port Antonio Road Development Project.
The revenues generated from this leg will partially support the repayment of the loan. So again, we have taken a decision that makes sense.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness also announced plans for the construction of a toll road to bypass the city of Montego Bay in St. James.
We recognize that congestion in the city is having an adverse impact on the economic growth prospects of that area. This is a national project which continues the build-out of our road network.
The toll road will be constructed by the National Road Operating and Constructing Company, NROC, and the government has approached the China Exim Bank for funding support for the project. The Prime Minister maintains that every effort will be made to maximize the social and economic benefits the new roads can generate for members of the public.
As far as possible in developing the road network, the government will continue to ensure that economic activity is not disrupted, that communities are integrated and they benefit, and that the roads are logistically and rationally planned. The government will preserve the right of way along these roads and ensure that other critical infrastructure such as water pipelines and fiber optic cables are laid at the same time as the construction of the roadway.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for listening. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Going for Growth.
Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the GIS mobile app, available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. GIS, the voice of Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.